You will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, back again, your guest host for another edition of Tough Things First with Ray Zinn. I'm a writer and entrepreneur. Being invited back is always a pleasure, Ray.
It's always good to have you, Rob. You always are so energetic and enthusiastic.
Congratulations on the new book, The Zen of Zinn.
Thank you.
In short, I don't want to say Reader's Digest version, but let's hear briefly a little bit about what the readers will get when they pick up a copy of The Zen of Zinn.
The Zen of Zinn is a collection of thoughts that I have written over the years. Going back when I started my Krell, I just would have these thoughts, these motivational thoughts that I would give my staff and the operations people. Just food for thought, as they say, you know, chicken soup for the soul. And so that's what the compilation is, these little snippets, very short little blurbs on many, many, many subjects. And that's what the Zen of Zinn is about.
And it's a great title, too. While we could talk, you know, we could actually spend the whole podcast talking about the book, but let's talk about just how hard it is to finish a project like a book. You've done two books now. I recently completed a book myself. It's set to go to press in the next few months. I think I turned in a manuscript of 90,000 words. Ultimately, the book's going to be about 80,000 words, hundreds of pages, hours of research and interviews. I mean, it all goes together, but it all starts with an idea before it finishes in print. So there's months and sometimes years that go in between for the whole process. So let's use writing a book as a metaphor for starting and finishing something you know is going to be hard and take a long time, sometimes unforeseen amounts of very hard work. What did you think about the challenge going in?
Writing is like doing an invention. It begins with a thought. In other words, an idea. Okay, here's the problem I want to solve. Maybe it's something you just come across and said, gee whiz, we need this or that, you know, that product, whether it be a scrub daddy or whatever it is. You know, an idea came to you. And so what you do is you sit down and you just, you know, put down these little ideas, as little thoughts, and you keep track of them. And so that's what I did is I would, you know, sit down and when these thoughts came to mind, I would write them down, whether it be just before I went to bed or whether it be when I got up in the morning. Oftentimes it would be in a meeting that I was having with one of my employees or with a vendor or customer, or a friend, they'd say something, it would give me an idea. Aha. And then I'd jot it down. So, you know, writing is nothing more than a compilation of thought. And so, whether you're writing a story, a novel or wherever it is, you know, you have to have, you know, an end in mind. In other words, what am I trying to accomplish? When the reader closes the book, what will he remember? And so that's the whole concept of writing. It's similar to doing anything, whether you're redesigning your home or whether you're helping your children. It all begins with thought, and as long as that thought has value, write it down, and you'll be surprised at how good of a writer you really are if you just let these creative juices of yours flow, and you have to document them.
Were you intimidated by the idea in the least of what you might have to go through in completing a book? I mean, the Tough Things First couldn't have been a simple process. I mean, you had to do a lot of work there. Were you at least a little bit intimidated by the challenge of writing a book?
Well, intimidation is maybe a little harsh.
Right.
You know, I have a philosophy. I hope for the best, but expect the worst. In other words, I get prepared. I prepare myself. And so if you prepare yourself, you can expect better things. And so, before I start writing or doing it, whether I do a podcast with you or anyone else, no matter what it is I do, when I'm trying to find a new job or create some music, art, whatever it is, I get prepared. In other words, I prepare myself first. I don't just start, you know, putting my pen to the paper and just start scribbling. I actually think about what it is I'm going to do, whether it be music, whether it be writing, whether it be designing. It all begins with a thought. And what makes some better thinkers than others is that they can get deep into their mind and they can let these juices flow in their mind, such that, that just great stuff comes out of it, whether they're a Mozart, a Beethoven, whether they're a great writer, it doesn't matter, or a great inventor like Alexander Graham Bell. If you're good about coming up with ideas in your thought process is an idea thought process, then you'll succeed. I'm an inventor. I mean, I've got over 20 patents, and I just love to think of ideas and create products. Another thing that I do is that if something is broken in my home or at work or whatever, I'm going to fix it. Even though I could probably pay it less by going out and buying it, I want to fix it. And not because I want to prove that I can do it. It's just that I want to get my mind thinking about, is there a way to repair this? And so that's what I do. I just challenge myself, whether you're a runner, whether you're a singer, whether you're an artist, whether you're a writer, whether you're just a security guard, you know, try to make the most of whatever it is you're doing in a most creative way.
Were there any big surprises along the way, say with Tough Things First, where you were working on it and you thought, oh, wow, I didn't expect this part to be the, you know, I mean, for me, going through and, you know, taking the editor's corrections or advice or direction and trying to make something clear, like having to write something again because maybe the order wasn't correct and it didn't make as much sense as it didn't make as much sense to the editor as it did to me at the time when I wrote it, and maybe something needs to be clarified. Were there any surprises for you along the way?
Again, I told you in this podcast that I hope for the best and expect the worst. So if you expect mm-hmm. the worst, then you're prepared. Then you say, and so you think it through before you turn it over to the publisher, and so you'll minimize the problems you're going to have. So when McGraw-Hill published Tough Things First, supposedly, and this is the way I understand it, is that they could find nothing to change. They said, leave it as is. Now, what we did is we thought it through first before we just put it out to them to approve. And so, you know, we were expecting the worst. And now you can overly think it. And I don't want you to do that. I mean, overthinking it means you get a paralysis by analysis. So you don't go that far. But be willing to accept criticism, be willing to accept changes, and if it changes the way you believe or way you think, then don't leave it as it is. You know, don't forget you're the creator, and they're not. They're just giving you their input. So take it as input, but you don't necessarily have to change it just because they're telling you this is what they think.
One of the most common questions for writers is the ubiquitous question of, well, where do you get your ideas? And oftentimes my response is, write about what you know. Just you are, you know, you whatever profession you're in, if you're a hairdresser or a doctor or a philanthropist, whatever it happens to be, write about what you know. And, you know, you naturally instinctively went right towards your areas of expertise when you wrote Tough Things First. And of course, Zen of Zen is filled with those experiences that you learned over your lifetime. So, I think it's a great example of, you know, where do you start? Well, you start with what you know.
You know, as they say, begin, the rest is easy. So, you know, I like to challenge myself. Is there something that somebody says, boy, you can't do that, or you shouldn't be able to do that? I'll go ahead and do it because somebody said I couldn't do it. When I was in high school, I was told that I was too short to run the hurdles. And so I said, I'm going to run the hurdles just because I wanted to prove that they could, it could be done even if I wasn't physically capable of doing it. So don't let anybody tell you you can't do it. You know, the only one that can tell you that is yourself. And if you're telling yourself you can't do it, guess what? You won't.
All right. We'll close this session here after this question. So after Tough Things First, how long did it take for you to decide that you wanted to do another book?
No, I decided to do another book before yeah. I even started Tough Things First. So we actually have in mind another couple of books. In fact, I'm working on my third book right now. You know, you have to have a goal. You say, okay, if you want to run a marathon, you have to run 26.2 miles. You can't say, well, I'm going to run a marathon and run 10. So you have to have a goal in mind. How many books do I want to write? Well, I want to write three. Okay, I got two of them done. And so I'm working mm-hmm. on the third one. And you know, I could say five or 10, you know, but, you know, to me, three was a good number.
Everything after that will be a bonus.
I started, you know, Tough Things First, but I'd already had my goal of writing three books. It just so happened that we decided to do Tough Things First. Hopefully, you know, and maybe in another 9 months to a year, I'll have finished a third book.
Yeah. And the time it takes to write a book is significant oftentimes. And, you know, we were talking about it in context with beginning something that you know is going to be difficult and take a long time. Sometimes people don't imagine how long something will take if they want to see it come to fruition. And a book is a great way. I mean, if you complete a book, whether it gets published or not, if you complete a project like that, then I think you're doing something for your self-esteem and your awareness of what you're capable of doing. So it's pretty fantastic to see somebody who's completed a book, let alone two, and now you're working on three. And so I congratulate you on all of those.
Oh, thank you, Rob.
Great podcast, Tough Things First. Join the conversation at toughthingsfirst.com. Your questions and comments are always welcome. Follow Ray Zen at Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And again, we were talking about the books here, Tough Things First and also The Zen of Zen. And you can get those at Amazon, probably the most convenient way to pick those books up. Thank you again, Ray.
Thanks, Rob. I always enjoy doing these podcasts with you.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.